Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right. A couple of big stories yesterday. I mean, you don't miss a day without a big story. Let's first get over the O.J. Simpson trial, the O.J. Simpson hearing. I mean, is this guy one of the lowest life scumbags you ever heard? He's always avoided conflict. He is one of the all-time low, violently predisposed individuals. I remember sitting through the 1986 trial, not out there, but watching it on television. The car chase, the whole thing was amazing. And here he is right now, and when I say the verdict is in, the verdict is in. He was going to get released with strong probationary restrictions. I don't know what those restrictions are, but let me just give you my viewpoint on O.J. Simpson and the result of this decision made by the parole board. And again, I've tried to learn a little in my interviews with Alan Dershowitz, and Dershowitz is a great teacher, but you've got to follow the letter of the law. You may not like it. I mean, I think O.J. Simpson should have been executed, and at best, he should be serving a lifetime sentence. But if you look at the law and what the law says, he justifiably served a term here. And he says it was punitive for the accusations in 1986 of the killing of his wife and Ron Goldman. Whether it was payback or not, this trial was on its own merits. And when you approach someone with a horde of thugs with guns, and you do it especially in a place like Las Vegas, you had better be prepared to pay the consequences. But I'm a firm believer in the rules of the law. And I think the right decision was made. What goes on from here, I don't know. The Goldman's looking to collect sales from anything he makes. Good luck to the Goldmans. I'd love to see them get it. I highly suspect there'll be anything, and I'm not going to go on to predict O.J. Simpson's life because, quite frankly, I really don't care. But, I was sitting in front of that television. I've been following this for years. It's just one of those tremendous curiosity components because for those of you old enough who remember O.J. Simpson when he played at USC, and his tremendous pro career, mostly with the Buffalo Bills, I mean, and his acting, his comedic ability in Airplane and other movies with Leslie Nielsen, I thought it was great. He had everything going for him, everything, money. He entered the white community and basically left the black community. He had a beautiful wife. It's amazing how some people just can't help themselves. They've got to destroy their lives. And I'm not wishing O.J. Simpson good luck. I'm wishing the people who live around him good luck. And do I think anything will happen? No. But this guy is so volatile and so dangerous, one can never tell. That was one story that consumed the headlines yesterday because the United States, we're an entertainment society. We're a reality show. We're Hollywood. Even when you get to serious topics, there seems to be an inextricable intertwining of sports, politics, business, and entertainment. And sometimes it's difficult to separate them. The other issue I'd like to address in this opening statement segment is this Trump Sessions schism. And I'm not going to try to find words to exonerate Donald Trump on this. I think he should have known before Sessions announced that he was going to recuse himself. And I think it was a dumb move on the part of Jeff Sessions to recuse himself. And if this relationship does end, and I don't know whether it will or it won't, because Trump is making a dumb mistake, number one, of going public. You just don't take certain things. Some things you just do, and I can remember my years owning a business with 35 people. There were times I was ready to explode with anger. I would always call the person into my office and close the door. And never yell, by the way, because I never wanted it to become public. He's had his things for so many years his way that it has become virtually an impossibility for him to change. I've come to that conclusion. Well, Trump is more presidential this week. He's never going to change. Except what the ultimate consequences of this are going to do, and it'll be a wake-up call. But first, let me say, I think what Jeff Sessions did was terrible. I agree with everything Trump said. I don't agree with him going public. And he better be darn careful. He's got a handful of real friends whom he trusts. Jeff Sessions is at the top of that list. I've always loved Jeff Sessions. I still do. What you're not hearing about is the fabulous job he's doing on immigration, getting people back across the border, going after sanctuary cities, going after the drug cartel. He's done some terrific things. But it's not going to become publicized. Now, in the circumstance that that either Trump decides to sever this relationship or Jeff Sessions says, I'm not going to be humiliated anymore, I would like to see this position go to Ted Cruz, of course, another one-time enemy of Trump. You know, he's got a lot of them. And this is indeed... I think could be the, and I haven't said this before on air, but it could be the undoing of his presidency. You can only insult, push people around, get publicly aggressive without them saying, you know, I don't need this. And it's happened, I think, a number of times in his administration, and I think it's a function of who this guy, who he is, Donald Trump. He's 71. He's had it his way all these years, and now he's facing tremendous odds. If Jeff Sessions hadn't recused himself, we wouldn't have led to a situation of having, and I know I'm prejudging him, but I'm prejudging him. Bob Mueller, who is absolutely no friend. No friend of Donald Trump, no friend of the Republican Party. So Mueller is bringing in the ilk of former Democrat attorneys for the most part. He's got a close relationship with James Comey. I think you can put two and two together here, and now he's decided to expand. This is the part that really... I mean, if you were brought in as a special prosecutor and he appeared to be neutral, I'd say, boy, I wish it were Jeff Sessions handling this, but it isn't. And he's now got a read on Trump's business dealings, and I don't know enough about the law, and certainly I don't know if anybody does, because of the conflict between having your own billion-dollar business and serving as the president of the United States. We are in uncharted territory. So my suspicion, just having been in business for years and seen how a lot of people operate, and it's part of, you know, not everything is good. There's a lot of bad mixed in. As he investigates Trump's business dealings, which is going too far, impinges on his family, and is, as he describes it, a real witch hunt. And who has helped dig this hole bigger with public statements? Donald Trump. He's easy to goat. He responds by tweeting instead of coming on and not making a public issue and ignoring most of this. He has brought this up to a new level of worry and concern. And this is the first time, really, that I've thought, my goodness, here's a guy who hasn't committed a crime yet, and some of his dealings in business will undoubtedly be shady. I mean, I'd like you to show me a billionaire whose business dealings haven't been, and I'm not condoning it. It's just the way it is. You negotiate from strength. You say to someone, take the deal or leave the deal. And he got most of the people to take his deals. He can't do this in Washington. He hasn't figured that out yet. He's his own worst enemy. And when I look at the job he's doing out there, I mean, it's like 100% contradiction. We'll come back.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off, plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
Hi, this is Buzz Aldrin, one of the first two Americans to land on the surface of the moon. I've just finished a wonderful interview with Stu, and you can find further details on his website. Look things up and help celebrate the Golden Apollo legacy.
Jean, roses are red. All the leaves have gone green. And the clouds are so low.
Forgot I was on air again. I got so taken by that song. We're back, and I talked about Trump being his own enemy. The year of stupidity continues to show. Obviously defying his lawyers. Please stop going out and talking publicly. Stop responding with these tweets. Can't help himself. Do you ever find yourself that you just can't help yourself? You wake up someday and say, you know, I hate this about me. I can't stand it. I'm going to change. Then you go out and you change for a day or two and you revert back to what you were. That's for most of us. That's why I would have enjoyed being an actor. I could be somebody different every day. But so be it. So, not only is, I actually think Trump is digging a huge, huge hole and kind of setting the stage, if I may inject a little humor in the show, kind of setting the stage for our next president of the United States. The second dumbest, there are three of the dumbest people in Congress. Maxine Waters is thinking of running for president if the millennials want her to run. I mean, I keep saying you couldn't make a movie about this. You can't make a movie about it. Her chances are zero. But can you imagine that nitwit demanding Trump's impeachment with a record of anti-Semitism against whites? Her husband was involved in bank fraud. They beat that, of course, because she's a Democrat. And she's thinking of running for president of the United States. And here's the scariest part. She could do it. Shirley Jackson of Texas is another one. And I can't think of his first name. Johnson is number one all time. He's a congressman from, I think it's Alabama. I've said this before, but I still can't believe it. It's one of those things that you just don't forget. That we were he was talking about Guam in Congress and the population increasing and then maybe the military coming over there. And he said we've got to be very careful because if we get too many people on the island, it'll tip over and fall into the ocean. You like that one, Matt? And here's the scary part of it. He was serious. And this is who you have, not in large scale, but here's who you have serving in Congress. It's really scary, and it's quite pervasive, and I'd have a lot of... I haven't found one, honestly, that reaches the level of that. And I saw him say it on television. I said to my wife, I said, I can't believe what I just saw. And I replayed it. And I said, did I hear what I think I heard? And she's not, you know, my wife is conservative. She's not a political person at all. Doesn't watch any of this stuff. And she looked again. She says, run that back again. Oh, and he's still in Congress. So why is this country as screwed up as it is? Well, as I mentioned, you know, there were a lot of reasons, of course. And one of them, and I actually believe it's maybe the biggest problem we have, because the people who vote continue to put these idiots in office. But there's all kinds of proof out, documentation, about how the press is jaded. And I don't understand it when I try not to talk to progressives at all. I don't think there are very many liberals left. But I find it beyond comprehension when they say Obama was criticized more than Trump. I find it beyond comprehension. I think the last time I saw this was on that rabble-rouser, that troublemaker Bill Maher show, that the discrimination or the media bias or slant is pretty evenly distributed. So I'm sitting here with pretty good eyesight, and I'm looking out at trees, and I'm looking at a beautiful studio, and I can see everything, and I can tell you what's here. Now, do these people have bad eyesight? Do their brains not function? Trump has received the most hostile and negative coverage of any president in U.S. history. And the facts don't lie. And I'm going to give you the facts from some place that you might not expect them to come. And this is an article that is has been syndicated. And the information, the report comes from the Harvard. I always like to cite my sources if I'm quoting something or I'm dealing with statistics. People say, oh boy, how does he know all this stuff? Well, I know all this stuff because I found it this morning. A report from the Harvard Kennedy School Shorenstein Center on Media Politics and Public Policy. Boy, that's a long name. And it's by a Professor Thomas E. Patterson. It's titled News Coverage of Donald Trump's First 100 Days. And according to this report, Trump has received the just awesome coverage for most of the weeks of his presidency, without a single major topic where Trump's coverage on balance was more positive than negative. This sets the standard for unfavorable press coverage of any president. I want to continue here to elaborate, because it's really worth it as I get into statistics. Not a single major topic of more positive than negative coverage. It's insane. In fact, when they averaged out the tone of the news coverage in the first 100 days, Trump received 80% negative coverage. Now, I always look at MSNBC and CNN because I have to. Even the major networks, and when there's a story that is so anti-Democrat, how it's buried. If there's a murder or an act, boy, they are hoping that it is a white Caucasian who committed it, so they can blame it on the conservative movement. Again, an unfair stereotype. But if it's especially if it's a Muslim, you don't have to say that. We think it was workplace violence. So Trump has received 80% negative coverage. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what the other presidents have received in their first 100 days in office for coverage. You're not going to believe the difference. And it's so readily apparent. And it's done by Harvard Kennedy School. It's got to be left-wing bias right there reporting. All right, more after a break.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible, to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092.
That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Alan Dershowitz, and I've just been interviewed by the most remarkable interviewer, Stu Taylor, about my book, Taking the Stand, My Life and the Law. And this guy is just terrific. He asks all the right questions, gives me an opportunity to say what I want to say, and this is just one fantastic show.
Mongo Jerry, one of my all-time favorite songs. And, you know, I think as you get older, you reflect back. And I just have this totally worthless attribute where I can take a song and attach it to either an experience or, you know, a girl who I was dating or seeing back at the time. And this is In the Summertime with Mongo Jerry. I got such a great story regarding this song. Unfortunately, if I told it on radio, I mean, that would be the end of me. So, but anyway, I love the song itself. All right, back to reality. Every once in a while, it's good to get away from what you're doing. I mean, I'm doing a radio show, so I'm on for an hour here. I say, I think I'll get away from it. You know, I'm supposed to get away from it when I'm done doing the show. But that doesn't always work. That's why I talk about changing your personality. You can change it briefly. I mean, I can be whomever you want me to be for 1 hour. And I'll leave it at that. So I talked about Trump having a negative reading of 80%. And let's compare this to first 100 days in office. Obama received 41% negative coverage. George W. Bush, 57. Former President Bill Clinton received only 60% negative coverage. And the amazing part of this is the hostility for Trump is so obvious, and the Democrats claim that Obama was treated worse. Even if you're nuts, how can you make that claim? Say one negative thing against Barack Obama. First of all, if you're in the limelight and you're a high-profile guy, like some people I've interviewed, there's retaliation. Tax return investigations. Dinesh D'Souza, who served 8 months in prison for a violation for a slap on the wrist. This isn't what the United States was supposed to be. And all you're going to do is take a look at all these news outlets, CNN, NBC, CBS. Trump's coverage was negative over 90% of the time. I still turn on these channels as I gag. Turn them on. The Russian collaboration is further proof in another story that's come out today. The 80% negative news coverage of Trump in the overall average was largely brought by Fox, which came in at only 52%. So let's take a look at Trump's negative news by coverage on topics. And if you look at what I told you Jeff Sessions has accomplished, he's accomplished a great deal. Unfortunately, he didn't accomplish what he should have accomplished, which is help keep the pressure off Trump and his family, because I don't care how tough you are, you got to be feeling the pressure. Trump is sitting there thinking, my business empire, my family, my son, my son-in-law, me. He has stepped into a hive of hornets. and he just keeps doing it every day because he can't keep his mouth shut, like criticizing specific judges in the Ninth District Court for not upholding his Muslim ban. You just got to shut up. See, Trump, I believe, has not come to the conclusion that anybody can get the better of him. And it's so basic. It's like 1, 2, 3. It hasn't registered. And I'm so truly amazed. Now, I don't have inside details other than that I've certainly heard that his family has been pleading with him to stop it. His lawyers are every day they're holding their breath. He's got top lawyers and he's changing and adding. How can an individual, any individual, effectively run a presidency being in this kind of a tenuous situation? I don't know the answer to that one. So I started to talk about special news coverage on by topic on so on immigration. And again, I want to refer this back to the Harvard Kennedy School's Shorenstein Center on Media, Politics, and Public Policy. And it's by Professor Thomas E. Patterson. So you know where I'm coming from here. I happen to agree with it, but I can't cite statistics unless I give a particular source for them. So on immigration, he received a negative coverage of 96% of the time. Saving this country from criminals, from drug trafficking, from evil forces like ISIS and those clandestine drug groups and cartels in Mexico. And he gets a 96% negative news on this. Negative coverage in 80% of the time on health care. Well, let me finish this. Health care, Russia, the election, international trade, his personal background, personnel fitness for the office, and other foreign defense issues. Now, he's in an unwinnable situation with health care. And sometimes you just got, and my guess is, and I can understand why a lot of people don't understand what's going on. Not all the information is released, and it's so darn complicated. And then you get the Congressional Budget Office in on it, and you don't know which statistics to believe. I mean, there's no way any of us can understand it or believe it. Trump is pushing for a bill, any bill. And my guess is he'd take any bill, but I don't think he understands the health care bill at all. Now, I don't know whether it's focus. I mean, you're not talking about a stupid man. Let me make that very clear. I don't think he understands it, and I think he's ready to jump for anything. Unfortunately, he's jumping through hoops for Paul Ryan, who I think is part of the, quote, the gang and the partisan GOP who's eager to get him out of office, as is Mitch McConnell. I think it's a fact that he's not well-liked, and the principal reason not being so much ideologically related, but disturbing preserving the standard status quo in Washington, D.C. I don't know what the number is, 90%, I don't know, 80%. Most of the politicians do not want what is going on in Washington to be disturbed or changes. They put themselves before the country. Now, a lot of these gentlemen have made money on their own. I'm leaving those exempt. But I will say that, and once again, I'll probably bring this up 100 times, the average net worth of a congressman is $9 million. I ask you, how did they make that? How did Bill and Hillary make their $250 million? Chris McAuliffe, a real butt kisser for the Clintons, made $16 million in a real estate transaction, or a few of them. You want to buy into the corruption? You don't have to buy into it. I see people all the time who are forgiving and say that mistakes happen. It's too high a portion of the time. It's not even, it isn't, it's one of those things that's not debatable. As I get older, I say, I'm not debating on this. There's nothing to debate. Trump's huge criticism on Russia. I'll come back on this one. I don't want to get started. All right, I'll be back. Stu Taylor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off, plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, Timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio. Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Jack Welch, and you're listening to Stu Taylor on Business.
We're back, just chatting with my good friend Matt, my producer, who does a superb job here each and every time he's out. Of course, he'll never get the credit because either the credit or the opposite of credit or the criticism goes to the guy who's out front. But I can tell you, it's the people behind the scenes who make this work. So after having said that, I'm going to have Matt do the last segment. No, I'm kidding.
Thank you very much, Stu.
So I talked about immigration. How he's taking heat on it. He's taking, I mean, there's no way he can't take heat on health care because it's a no-win. And I say let the damn thing die and let the Democrats eat it. I don't think it's going to happen because these politicians are too worried about their butts, their constituency, their voting block. You know, it's if you make, you know, like I said, the average net worth is $9 million. Take Daniel Issa. You've seen him in the Ethics Committee in Congress from California for years. You know what his net worth is? $800 million. And he made it selling some high-tech companies. So I have a lot of respect for Daniel Issa because most of these people in politics... Let's take Obama. What the hell did he ever do? Look what Trump did. And not only that, he went bankrupt in a number of his companies and built it right back up from the ground. These are people who have actually accomplished something. I have very little respect for many congressmen. When you turn on the TV, whether it's MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CNN, you've always got a congressman, both Republican and Democrat, who they all say the same thing. Well, of course, we're looking for bipartisan support. Who are you kidding? There's almost no such thing as bipartisan support. They all use the same cliches. You know, I'm not sophisticated Washington-wise, so I might have trouble. You know, I'll use John Kerry as the prime example. Kerry is not only a pompous ass, but Kerry, I think, is pretty stupid. If you listen to him talk, he's really pretty stupid. And yet, when he stands up and talks, first of all, I gag when I see him. I'm glad he's gone from the scene. He speaks Washington talk pretty well, except what comes out of his mouth is so idiotic, it's hard to believe. He said that the biggest problem facing the world today is air conditioning. Do I need to say anything more? These are the kinds of people, I don't want to say by and large, but a large enough segment who are controlling Congress. Oh, wait a minute. It's the Democrats who are controlling Congress, even though the Republicans have a majority. Because the Republicans are gutless, and they're in on the take. So there's health care. There's Russia in the election. If Trump did some business with Russia and sold some condos before this started, well, what's he supposed to do? After 50 years in business, he's supposed to say, I had no connections with Russia? How about Hillary and Obama and their connections with Russia? Oh, no, 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 no. He's done amazing things on international trade. You got Japan, China. I think Japan's putting $50 billion towards our business. He's kept companies from going overseas. Yeah, he may be fair game in his personal and business background. But I have no idea what that has to do with anything. And by the way, did anybody ever force Obama to release his academic and his medical information? No. I'd like to know what that is. And no pressure to do it. And now you've got more here. His background, fitness for office. Well, fitness for office is a topic for discussion. People say to me, well, do you think he's unbalanced? And I'll say maybe borderline, but with what he's accomplishing, he can be schizophrenic for all I care. He can be a manic depressed. I don't care as long as he keeps. You see, it's deeds and actions, not words. He's not that eloquent. He's not that verbally skilled. He says things that are flat out dumb. And look at the list of accomplishments. So Trump's coverage during his first 100 days was negative, even by the standards of today's hypercritical press. Harvard School, let me get the name of it, make sure I got it right here. The Harvard Kennedy School, Shorenstein Center on Media Politics and Public Policy. I give them credit, they're right here. Every once in a while, a story will come out, maybe once a year, even from the New York Times. There isn't a doubt that Trump's claims of unfair treatment by the media are true. We're always asking the same question. What's the job of the journalist in the media? It's not a description of it, what they're doing. Wake up, America. If you don't protest and use this Democrat term of resist, you can be darn sure that it'll be more of the same. And by the way, I want to get a little note here before we close out. One of the greatest values anywhere is boating in Boston, a whole bunch of locations. It's unbelievable for what it costs you to have unlimited access to rowing, pedal boat riding, my favorite, which is canoeing. Go to boatinginboston.com. It is the greatest. It's like the ferry ride and UPS. Well, it used to be UPS. Now with the price increases, I'm not sure it is. It's the greatest deal you can get anywhere. On that note, I am wishing all of you a great weekend. And I look forward to seeing you back here on Monday morning. And as I try to say in most weekends, be safe, be careful, don't do anything stupid. And enjoy this summer weather because... We're halfway through the summer. So it's unbelievable. Thanks so much for joining. This is Stu Taylor.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.